In some sense, you know, they do, but...
Like what sense?
You know, that's what I'm saying. It's all depend on the conversation and who they're around and everything like that, but not so much to me.
So you think you and your husband talk differently?
No. Mm-mm. We probably have different sounds, you know, but that's basically it, you know. But, no.
Okay. What about people of different ethnic backgrounds?
Yeah, you know, they do. You know, they have no other choice, you know, until they learn the what they're trying to be, you know what I'm saying? As far as if they Spanish, English, that's the biggest, Spanish and the English, you know, they're trying to learn the English language and stuff, you know, and we're trying to learn Spanish, you know, some of us. Mm-hmm. But that's basically it.
What about black people and white people? Think they sound different?
No. I don't think so. Okay. I really don't think so. Do you think so?
Doesn't matter what I think.
Right. I'm just saying, you know, they really don't sound any different, you know. Uh-huh. And a lot of time, you know, you can pick up the phone, you're like, I can tell who this is and everything, but that's a tell, you know, because I can call someone and I say, oh, well, I see this episode Sunday. She's like, I said, well, this is Gail. Yes, she is. You know, like, you sound white. You know, stuff like that. I know, you know. But you can't really tell.
Okay.
Because a lot of time I think somebody's got another race on the phone and stuff like that. They just don't design. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay. What about different people of different ages? I think they don't talk differently. Like, maybe is there a difference between the way you talk, the way your kids talk, and the way your grandmother talks?
Of course.
Talks? Okay.
Yeah. Very much.
Like, what are some of the differences?
Well, because my son, he taught, like, with everything right there, you know. Everything is right there. And my daughter, she is very petite, and she is the type of person, she's going to be correct. Mm-hmm. You know, she speaks better than all of us in here, you know, so... We really rely on her for a lot of things, you know, as far as their writing and everything. Okay, this is wrong, you know. That's how she is. But, you know, me and my husband, we're police officers. We can get a little, you know, it's basic. Police officers is basic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else about language in Atlanta you'd like to tell me about?
Like I said, I don't know much about slang. You know, they be trying, you know, we go to class and everything like that, look for this gang sign, look for these words and stuff like that. I don't get off into that. Like I said, if it's something going on by me working into with the public and stuff like that, I am one of the ones who would know first. Mm-hmm. By just being out there, knowing people by first name, you know, like that, so. And most of the time, the kids come to me, they're like, oh, so blah, 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 you know, they don't say such and such and such, you know. Mm-hmm. So they'll just come in and stuff like that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, anything else that you'd like to add to the interview? That was my
last question.
Pretty
good.
Okay.
Okay. Get rid of them words. And I'd be all right.
Okay, well, that's it. So let me just turn this off.